Good afternoon. This is Steph Glazer, and my guest today is Katie Hogan-Miller, Director of MedSurg at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And today we're going to talk about swing bed. Now, a lot of people who have been a patient at St. Gen may know that term, but why don't you tell us, what is swing bed?
So swing bed is a level of short-term transitional care designed to help patients gain independence after recovery from a serious illness, injury, or even surgery to help a patient prepare for discharge. Our goal is to get that patient back to their prior level of functioning before they got sick or they had surgery. So some things that we do here at the hospital, we do intense physical, occupational, and speech therapy to help meet the patient's needs. We have daily physician rounding and 24-hour in-house physician access. Another good thing about our swing bed program or transitional care program is that we have a low nurse-to-patient ratio. Our swing bed patients, that their nurse is only taking care of five patients or less, which means more personalized nursing care. And we also have 24-hour on-site respiratory therapy, lab, radiology services. So while you're here, while the patients are here getting therapy, if anything else comes up, we have those services here in the hospital. So the patients actually benefit very well from our swing bed program.
So it sounds like you get just as much care as when you were a patient, really.
Yes, exactly.
The difference is you're just not quite ready to go home, mm-hmm. but you're not quite at the level when you first came.
Exactly. And even if it's just education or like more education on diabetes or wound care, you know, there's many different things that will qualify a patient to be in our swing bed program.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've been in the hospital up in St. Louis, a specialty procedure that we don't offer here, but yet they were in the hospital, then they're not quite ready to go home either. Mm-hmm. They can enroll in swing bed down here, can't they?
They can. We have a lot of patients after a hip or knee surgery, after open heart surgery from another facility. It kind of gets that patient back closer to home. A lot of hospitals up north do offer some therapy programs, but it is nice to have your mom or dad, brother, sister, back at home closer to you. And
that helps in the healing process when you look at the big picture of things. When you've got loved ones around you, I mean, that all comes into play, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Let's see. How does something like this get arranged?
So if the patient is at another hospital, their case manager will kind of help get that arranged. They'll call our house supervisor here at St. Jen Hospital, and both of our case managers work together, our house supervisor, to help arrange the transfer. And they also help get all of the make sure the insurance will approve the stay.
That sounds great. Do you have swing bed patients on a regular basis, or is it kind of a, you know, every few weeks or something? Or do you always have some number of swing bed patients at a time?
It is very rare that we don't have a swing bed patient at the hospital. So yeah, I would say we always have at least one, sometimes five to ten patients in our swing bed program.
And swing bed is kind of a fun name, really. You know, is it a dance? What do you know? But it's really transitional care, isn't it?
Yes, it's transitional care for whatever that need is. Yeah. When the patient just isn't quite ready to go home yet, we can provide those services.
Well, that sounds great. Sounds like you guys got it going on there.
And, yes.
You know, it all goes with the continuum of care. You know, whatever level of care they need, you know, can be met here at St. John Hospital. That's great. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add about swing care or transitional care, if you will?
If you ever have any questions, we have a house supervisor on 24/7 that is very knowledgeable about our swing bed program. You can feel free to give the house supervisor a call, and the number to our house supervisor is 573-883-7785, and we would be happy to help answer any questions that you might have.
Sure. You know, people need to know. I think education is the big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if they don't know it's available, you know, they won't seek it out.
Right.
So I think that's good to know that, especially that they can come from another facility and have care closer to home.
Yeah. And our goal is to provide, you know, the best outcomes we can for our patients here.
That sounds great. All right. Thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome.
Our guest today on Focus has been Katie Hogan-Miller, Director of MedSurg at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And thank you so much.
You're welcome.